ocean of dua.
In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll adopt a thematic approach towards supplication, and we'll have a look at supplication from the point of view of different verses of the Holy Quran, and we'll also have a look at some parts of the transmitted supplications as well as the whispered prayers. So stay with us. Brothers and sisters, we were discussing the third constituent in supplication, which is the constituent of God, the one whom we invoke, the one whom we call upon. And we said that observing sincerity is one of the most important things in this aspect, in this regard. And from this perspective, we said that sincerity is nothing other than recognizing the Almighty Allah as the absolute cause. When we discuss sincerity, another concept that comes to our minds is the concept of closeness, the kind of point of view that the true believer who is engaging in supplication must realize. And we said, based on the verses of the Holy Quran, we have different methods, different techniques using closeness, and we will look at them in details. In the first stage, the Almighty Allah invites the servants through this expression that he is someone else. He uses the third person pronoun in referring to himself, and he says to the servants, "Wad'uhu khawfan wa tama'a." Invite him and call upon him fearing and hoping. In the second stage, the Almighty Allah comes somehow closer, takes on a closer approach, asks the messengers to call out to the servants to let them know that the Almighty Allah is close whenever they call upon him. In the third stage, the Almighty Allah is so close that he says, نَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْكُمْ وَلَكِنْ لَا تُبْصِرُونَ. We are closer to you, but you do not see. And in the fourth stage, the Quranic verse says, نَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ حَبْلِ الْوَرِيدِ. We are nearer to him than his life vein, than his jugular vein. And we should know that the only resort at the time of depression is Allah. This world is the world of change. And this world that we have come to recognize based on the creations of the Almighty Allah will change, and life will be interesting to us when we realize the relation between this world and the Almighty Allah. This supplicant who has realized this kind of closeness and relation will always be delighted as long as he is with his love, the Almighty Allah. And every moment, he adds something to his virtues. Only by being in this world and doing nothing else. Imam Ali alayhi salam was one of these people who had conquered this mount of knowledge, who had tasted the flavor of being close to his love.
I remember when I Why do we make supplication? And why do we call out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is it because God is not aware of our needs? God is Al-Alim. He knows all of our needs. Is it because God needs convincing? God is known as Al-Jawad. He is the source of generosity. Then why am I making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The dua is a journey of realizations. When a person goes to the ocean and he takes with him a bucket that can carry 4 liters of water, the ocean is infinite. In as much as your vessel is large, that is the amount of water that the ocean will give you. And therefore, our goal is to expand our capacity. Rumi has a very beautiful poem. He says, "Har khujo mushkil javab onjo ravad." Wherever there is a problem, that is where the answer will come. Har khujo kashti ab onjo ravad. Wherever there is a vessel, that's where the water will come. Ab kamju tishnagi avar bedas. Don't go seeking for water. Instead, create the thirst within you. Ta beju shad ab az. So that the water may burst forth from above and from below you. Experience that realization that you need God, and the mercy of God will come towards you.
It's not a dream, this is so true. And we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable. Knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
So up to now, dear listeners, we have counted different stages regarding the perspective of the Holy Quran towards closeness. We said that in the fourth stage, the Almighty Allah says that we are nearer to Him than His life vein, than His jugular vein. وَنَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ حَبْلِ الْوَرِيدِ. But in the fifth stage, a verse of the Holy Quran which is more interesting than the previous verses comes to being. This is the one whose comprehension is in the domain of the believer and the sincere Gnostics, who are really rare in the system of creation. In this sacred verse, we read, أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَحُولُ بَيْنَ الْمَرْءِ وَقَلْبِهِ. Allah intervenes between man and his heart. So, what does this mean? أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَحُولُ بَيْنَ الْمَرْءِ وَقَلْبِهِ. That Allah intervenes between man and his heart. This means man naturally, substantially belongs to Allah, and he is in direct relation with the great love. In this process of connection between man and the Almighty Allah, if a person could, by good luck, stay on the right path and delve deep inside himself, he will realize that he is a servant of God before becoming an independent being, and that he does not possess any prestige, any kind of identity, any kind of power, except being a servant to God the Almighty. At such a stage, he will find the necessity to submit to God, since he may not separate himself from the great love, he is proud to be permanently at God's presence. أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَحُولُ بَيْنَ الْمَرْءِ وَقَلْبِهِ. This person is the one who always stays in the close station to his loved one. He is not ready to lose such a status. This is such a great honor for him that he does not wish to let it go. Thank you, dear listeners, for staying with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key, unwind all the secrets. us this life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care.
Things always worked for me, worry, and this went fair.